we tracked that 45,000 migrants reached the Italian and Maltese shores in 2013, and particularly 40,000, about 40,000 reached the Italian coast, while 2,800 reached the Maltese coasts.
And how do these figures compare with the previous years?
Well, in the previous years, actually, the situation was a little bit different. Last year, the arrivals were slightly less, a lot less, actually. About 12,000 migrants reached Italy last year compared to the 40,000 who arrived in the country in 2013. But the main reason for this is probably, we are not sure, of course, about it, is probably that criminal organizations were not organized after the war in Libya. So that's why last year we experienced this decrease of arrivals. But there are still a lot of people who are trying to reach Europe. And this year we noticed one single fact, that compared to the arrivals of last year, the number of people who are fleeing from wars and persecution is higher.
Where were most of these migrants from?
The majority of migrants arrived from Syria, Eritrea and Somalia. People who are forced to leave their countries and who have the right to receive some kind of protection according to the Italian law. They'd be entitled to receive a permit of stay in Italy, for example.
There has been concerns in recent past over the treatment of these migrants by the authorities when they land on the coastline of Italy and Malta.
Well, actually, in general, yeah, there have been concerns in the last month of December. The real emergency is not represented by the numbers, but the point in Italy is, for example, the majority of people arrive in Lampedusa, which is a very, very, very small, and reception center in Lampedusa in this moment has a problem of receptions because part of the center was destroyed and now there are works to rebuild 500 places for migrants. So the capacity of the center is quite limited, and then there has been a period of constant emergency. So we saw that what happened in December with the treatment that the migrants were forced to receive. But in general, when the arrivals are not so many and all at the same time, people are transferred from Lampedusa to the other centers in Italy. So in general, the situation is not so bad. But of course, what we've seen in December has been a real shock for everyone. According to the law, the people are entitled anyway to receive some kind of protection. They have to follow a procedure. On the same boat, you can have the asylum seekers, the economic migrants, but also the unaccompanied minor, the women, victims of trafficking. And there are a group of vulnerable migrants who have the right, according to the Italian law, to receive a stay permit. And that happens, actually.
What role does IOM play when these migrants arrive on the Italian or the Maltese shores to ensure they are treated fairly and those who need asylum are given a hearing?
Yeah, IOM works in Lampedusa and Sicily, in Calabria and in Apulia, so in all the southern coastal area, together with UNHCR, Save the Children, Italian Red Cross, in a project funded by the Italian Ministry of Interior. We provide legal information to the migrants, explaining what the rights are in Italy once they arrive. And we also identify the vulnerable groups, because as I told you, among the migrants, there are many vulnerable groups. And of course, if a migrant who would like to ask asylum, he can do it through UNHCR and the other organization who are in Lampedusa. For example, we help all the potential women victims of trafficking in receiving some kind of protection from the institutions. They have the possibility because the organizations are there in order to provide legal information.
You did talk about some of the migrants are children. How many of them are children who arrived in 2013?
The total number of children were 8,336, and among them there are 3,000 unaccompanied minors. So when we're talking about minors, we're talking mostly of people between 14 and 17 years old age.
And of course, there are those who did not make it to the shores. There are those who died at sea. How many died in 2013?
We can just give an estimate. About 700 migrants died in 2013. There's another estimate that in 2011, the year of the Libyan war, 2,300 migrants died. And it is estimated that more than 20,000 people died in the last 20 years trying to reach the Italian coasts.